Okay, today's daf, it's Isru Chag, Pesach, Tavshin Samach Dalet. Today's daf is actually Kayalev. We fell behind a little bit because we didn't learn yesterday. But we got to the bottom of Kayomet Aleph in order to do our little bit catching up ahead. So today we'll do the rest of Pay and then get on to Pay Aleph. At the bottom of Pay, it's a Ketzad. We start going through in the Mishnah all of the different cases, Yishech Chulin Bifnim, and then the second one was Kachim Bachutz, and the Kachim Bifnim, Chulin Bachutz, both Kachim, both Chulin. We go through many cases in the Mishnah. And what the Gemara wants to point out right now is that there's one clear-cut rule in this Mishnah, that the entire Mishnah can't possibly be following the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Remember that Rabbi Shimon's Shita is that a shkita she'ena ru'uya lav shma shkita. And indeed, we're going to get today to the Mishnah on Pe'alav on the base. And let's do it right now, that way we can look ahead and see what Rabbi Shimon's Shita is. Because this Mishnah is a classic statement of Rabbi Shimon. So, Sokter Helek Mishnah. Ha'shochet v'nimtza trefa. Somebody who shechts. And it turns out that the animal that he shechted was a trefa. Or, ha'shochet la'avodah zaran. Of course, at that point, castles it. Vashochet parat chatat, somebody shechts a paraduma, which is not ru'uyah la'achila, or he shechts a shor haniskal, even though he shechted it before it was a niskal, but it was after the gemar din. Once it's after the gemar din, it becomes asur ba'ana'a. Therefore, it's not suitable for achila. Or he shechts an egg la'arufa, which the shita holds, that the egg la'arufa becomes asur even before the arifa, once it's yiridas la'nachal, osarta. In all of these cases, the shkita is a shkita that isn't matir la'achila. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon poter, v'chachamim mechayvim. Rabbi Shimon says, in all of these cases, since it's a shkita she'en ru'uya, there's no chiyav of oso v'espino. There's, why? Because a shkita that is not molinon shandaf chayalav amid beis. You missed a blot and a half. What can you do? You don't show up on time. It's a problem. So in all of these cases, you won't be chayv for Eisei Vespino. The Chachamim say, what's the difference whether you can eat it? A kosher shkita it was. Well, even if it's just in terms of being Matayr B'Deina Vela, it's an act of shkita. And it has halakhic implications of shkita. And therefore, it's considered to be a shkita like any other shkita. So why, if you shechna the other one, the child or the mother, why wouldn't you be chai for us of his benoit? On the other hand, if you did a meiser shkita and it turned into an avela, you made a mistake in the shkita, or you went out to chatchila to be nocher, which is obviously a avela or ma'aker, you ripped out the simonim. In such cases, everybody's made, even the Chachamim were made, that you're patur mishumatov et beno because it's not an act of shkita b'chlal. That's partial. Finishes that a libra Rabbi Shimon, even a real ma'aser shkita, is not viewed as an act of shkita legabe yosef es beno, because only a shkita that is matur b'achila is called shkita in this sense. The reason he says that is because we found utvoach tevach v'hachim. Means to do the tzvicha, do the act of shkita, and in doing so, v'achin, prepare it for the meal. Because that's what the context is by Yosef, with the Yosef and the brothers. So v'achin means if it cannot be used, this shkita, for preparation of a meal, it's not considered to be an act of tzvicha. Obviously, in other elements, it is considered to be a shkita. For the various things which it is a shkita. He's not saying it's not shkita bechalal. But where the Torah says shkita stam, it isn't mechadesh, a special din of shkita, but we're tenu ru'uya. So over there, reino kinam. Now, that's exactly what we're getting to. Omer Rabbi Yosha, therefore, comes back now, Rabbi Yosha on Peyam and Aleph, at the bottom, and says the entire Mishnah cannot make any sense according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Mimai. I'll give you examples. I mean, take a look. Mirakatani kachim bakutz harishon chayav karet u'shneim psulin u'shneim sofkim et arba'im. You say that in a case where both animals were kodesh, you shechted them b'chutz. The first one, you're chayav kares. The second one, since the first one was shechted, now becomes posel because it's b'chutzer zman, and it's not mitkabel b'fnim, and therefore you get a malchus for osa v'zbeno on the second one, correct? And on the first one for the yisur shmutechut, shems of gimet arbaim. Now hold on a second. According to Rabbi Shimon, if the shchita is not kosher, then it's not called a shchita at all. Now, obviously, Kama, the first shchita over here, when you did shchita b'chutz, was basically the equivalent of murder, mikkel kavler. All you did was shoot the animal through the head for all its purposes. You weren't matirin in any way. And therefore, the second one is not an osav esbeno. Because the first one wasn't shechted in the sense of being matir anything, and therefore the second one is not even mechuser zman. It's mitkabel bifnim. Correct? Because it's only mechuser zman if you shechted the mother. But I didn't shecht the mother. I killed the mother. There's no good of osav esbeno if I shoot the mother through the head, that I can't shecht now the child. So memela, why would I not be chayev kares on the second one? Let me be chayev kares, kares nami lechayev. Let me be chayev kares. So again, over here, clearly, the Torah is distinguishing, alibud Rabbi Shimon, between the shkita in terms of shvutechut. That's defined as shkita lagabi that particular halacha of shvutechut. Otherwise, it's a joke. The Torah says, don't check. You can't check. But if you do, it's possible. It's not shkita. So therefore, there's no shkita. I mean, it's a catch 22. Clearly, there's a geras akosuv that the Torah is saying, don't do the act of shkita like abish shkita schutz, and it's b'chai of you, but it's still not a type of shkita that's matir in any way. It's not matir for you to eat, it's not matir for you to bring it on the mizbeach, in which case, how could the second one be an osav esbeno? You didn't do anything to the mother. Even if you taina that osav esbeno is knowing b'kutshim, all that might mean is that if the first one were chulin, and you shechted it, or you did it correctly if it's kosher, and then the second one becomes also vesbeno. But who's to say that in a case like this, with the second one, if the first one was shechted b'chutz, that it's also vesbeno on the second one? So therefore, the Mishnah can't be going like Rabbi Shimon. Example one. Example two. The Mishnah says that chulin bifnim, if both animals are chulin, they were shechted bifnim, shneim psulim, they're both puzzled because of chulin shenishkul ba'azora, Hashemim sofek et harbaim, and the second one is chayav malchus. Hold on a minute. According to Rabbi Shimon, mitzvah shamina leila Rabbi Shimon damer shkudishen ruyalav shmar shkita. The first one that I shechted chulin bifnim, for all intents and purposes, I just murdered it. Kama mikto katle, I murdered it. Sheni amai sofek et harbaim. So why now am I chayav for osav esbeno in the second one? The first one wasn't shechted. So why does Rabbi Shimon say, therefore, that I'm chayav for the second one, so forget the bar, that's ridiculous. Next riot. Item three, that is not like Rabbi Shimon. Kachim bifnim. If I shechted both animals of kodesh bifnim. Harishon kasheru patur. Okay, that's fine. Hasheni sofeget arbaimu pasul. Now hold on a second over here. And this is now a much, much more fundamental attack. Mirtech. Shamini leil Rabbi Shimon damar shkitishen rialach shmar shkita. Rabbi Shimon holds that a shkita shenrui is not called shkita, in which case every shkita's kachim by definition is a shkita shenrui. Because the kokamah de lo zarik dam, until you do the zrika, you weren't matir the basar b'achila. So you can't view the shkita itself as tvach tevach v'achim. It wasn't making anything. In which case, the problem over here is why should it be a fear by the second one? And why the heck would it be possible? It wouldn't be possible. It should be perfectly kosher. Because it's not mechuser zman, since the first one wasn't really shechted. Now, in this, there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. And how to understand this sugya. And it's very important to understand this machlokas because it forces us to change the sugya later on Pei Aleph. So Rashi learns that there's two issues over here. First of all, even if you hold that according to Rabbi Shimon, osav esbeno is noiv b'kachim, the second one is a shkita shenaruya, because the second one would be a b'chusar zman. Right? So now, if you're going to tell me that the second one is b'chusar zman, then the shrita of the second one is not a kosher shrita. So even if you'll tell me it's a given, it's a gzeres hakosov, the Torah views shritas kosher as shrita ru'uya. Okay, then I understand. First of all, this can't be going like Rabbi Shimon on the simplest level. Because if the second one is a mechusar zman, how could it be a shrita ruya? You can't check it for chulin, you can't check it for kachur. Okay. But what's more, the Gemara saying, is that according to Rabbi Shimon, l'chara shrita of kachim should bichlal not be included in the din of oso v'espino. And therefore, because even the first shrita, by definition, any shrita of kachim is a shrita she'ena ruya. Because now you are not matir anything, you're only matir if you're zorek the dam. In which case, the second one should not be pasul hakrava at all. It should not be mechusar zman. That's the question. So the word pasul is what's added over here. The shkita rishon shouldn't pasul the second one from being brought in the mizbeach because it's not turning it into a mechusar zman because I never shechted the parent. So according to this, we're assuming that Aliva de Rabbi Shimon, we shouldn't be able to be neheg by kachim, because by definition, the first one is kachim. Then you already passled the shrita itself, passels it until you do the zrika. You haven't done anything with the shrita. The shrita itself is a shrita shenuruya. On the strength of this, Rashi has to be done to also get later, that questions whether it's a suffix by kachim, maybe you will do the zrika, maybe you won't do the zrika. According to this, it has nothing to do with whether you will or you won't. It just is the fact that the shrita per se is not matir. Tosfos doesn't like this because he says, I mean, isn't that the whole point? That we have the extra vav that we learned yesterday, that the vav is meisif alinyan rishon, to tell me that oisav esbeno is noeg b'kachim. That's the point. So the same way that it's telling you that the shrita of kachim b'chutz is considered to be shrita in terms of that particular halacha of shrute chutz, that it's coming to tell me that the din of shrita by kachim is considered to be shrita in terms of this specific halacha legabe the din of osav esbeno. And therefore, why destroy the sugya later on? Well, how could Rashi come along to say such a thing? So first of all, I mean, there are those who indeed take out the word. The Amai Puzzles, we'll say later on. But the way Tosfos understands the sugya is that since you're going to say that the second one should be a kosher entirely, the concept of Osav Esbeno, Noeg B'Kachim, could mean, as I said, Noeg B'Kachim, the first one is Chulin, then it's Noeg B'Kachim. But this isn't Nogea, whether it's Noeg B'Kachim or not. The problem over here is that the Torah never indicated specifically that if the first one is done b'kachim, that necessarily the second one is going to become now osur as osur as b'no. That not. All right, we'll see later on a little bit more about this issue. But in any event, this is the most fundamental attack on the Mishnah not being able to be Rabbi Shimon, because the Mishnah is assuming that the first one's shrita will always turn the second one into a mechusar zman, which according to Rabbi Shimon is nowhere muchrach in the Torah, since it's a shrita she'ena ruya. Every osav esbeno is mechusar zman, because I have to wait until tonight to do the shrita, since today I shechted the other one. So for all intents and purposes, it becomes an isser legabe the mizbeach of miyom hashemini v'ola yeratzeh. It's the same isser. It's not yet ready to be taken from its mother, so to speak. Having killed its mother, you're not allowed now to kill this. Yeah. Okay, so there you have another raya. That is, Ela Shema Mina Delok Rabbi Shimon. It's clear, therefore, that the Mishnah can't be going like Rabbi Shimon. Well, Chitadakis, I understand that. Obviously, it's partial that it's not like Rabbi Shimon. Any fool can figure that out. What do you bring me all this for? No, wait a minute. Shrita's kachim. It's shrifa like that. This last piece that I brought you, you've got to admit, is a pretty big. That's a whole new way of looking at things. Because, I mean, I think you would have assumed that shrita's kachim is called the shrita ruuya. The proof of the pudding is that if I had done the same act through Nefira, say if I would have been neiter, and then I would have been zerik adam. So that I wouldn't have been able to be matir bas batila. Obviously, it would have been a veilus. It's only the fact that I'm shirchin it because he shochat. Now, if I do the zrikas, now mishtar yabosar. That means that essentially it's the shchita that's matir the basar, except that you can't eat the basar until the zrika. I mean, maybe that's how to look at it. In which case, the shchita per se is a shchita uya. Gamashvelan, that part, I think I was mechadesh. That there's something new here, that a libet Rabbi Shimon, that really is not the case. Tvoach tevach v'hachin means that in the act of tzvicha per se there is a hakana v'akila, and that is not the case here. Let me ask you something, says the Gemara. Stam, okay, except it's not like Rabbi Shimon, but how come the Mishnah ignores the question of giving him malchus for the shmita of the second one? For Osav Espino alone, it ignores the question of shecht and kutchin that's Mechusar's one. If I shecht an animal that is not kosher to be shechted, then I'm over on an Isser Lab. Because the Tanya, if you look at Amish Lab the Mechusar's one, the Tanya, minayin the kol ha-pissulim, shebeshov shebeseh, shehubalo yeratzeh. How do we know that anything that is possible is an Isser of Akrova included in the posik of lo yeraseh? Talmud lomar b'shor v'seh sarua v'kalut. What do I need to say b'shor v'seh sarua v'kalut? I mean, whatever is sarua v'kalut, that's allowed on the mizbeach. Well, obviously, shor v'seh, there's nothing else you can put on the mizbeach. So the point of b'shor v'seh is, and any aspect of b'shor v'seh, which is usher on the mizbeach, is the equivalent of sarua v'kalut and a balmu. Anything that would be included in a psul shor v'seh is included in the isra of lo yeratzeh. Why not tell me, therefore, that the sheni is sofig is arboim, the sofig od arboim, one arboim for Osav Espino, and one arboim for shechtin kachim that are osur to shecht, just like if you were shechtin a mechusar's man, by kachim you're not allowed to do it. By the way, if you recall, there's also an iser not even to be magdish kachim that aren't ruim, not to be shokit kachim that aren't ruim, not to be zarek bedam of kachim shen ruim, not to be malach kachim shen. There's five separate lavim the Gemara learns out of all of these iser, not only on a balmud. Well, it says the Gemara ain achinami. You really would be chay for that also, but our mission is not interested in telling you all of these iserim. It's just interested in discussing those that has been known. So kika chashiv lavi do toved bino lavi nuchroi external lavim loka chashiv that our mission is not interested in talking about. What? Of course it is. Kachim b'chutz, it says your chayiv amalkus. Remember, it says shein are loki. One because of what is? What's the first one getting amalkus? Obviously for shkut echutz, that is nothing to do with those of Esbino. So if the first one gets malchus, so if you're telling me the first one gets malchus for a lot of shkut echutz, why can't you tell me the second one gets another malchus for shkitas kachim she'enem ruya for b'chutz man? So the kachim b'chutz is a lav nuchroy, it's an exterior lav, and nonetheless kachim, it does say it. Diktari kachim b'chutz arishon chayav karet. Now, what do you mean both of them get malchus? I mean, Mishlem Hasheni, I understand. The second one gets malchus because of the lav of Otoved Beno. But you said both of them get malchus. So, Rishon am I so fake? Why is the first one getting malchus over here? Oh, obviously, I mean, lav Rishon, lav Rishon Tichutz. The only possibility is that we're listing the malchus that he's getting for Shnut Tichutz. Okay, Kolecha. Both of them. Two separate lavim, shchitas chutz and halos chutz. But we're not talking about the halos. Kol heicha de lecha lav do toved beno chashiv lavin nufrag. Look, in order to tell you who's going to be chayev, I mean, yes, we will bring in an iser lav for some other reason, but if we're talking about already the second guy who's chayev malchus, we don't need to introduce the fact that he's chayev malchus also, by the way, for another reason. Well, why should I tell you, by the way? I can tell you, look, they both get malchus. Good. What do you tell me? Well, the first one gets malchus because of Shkut Echutz, the second one gets malchus not only for us, but no, but also for... What's the point in doing that? That's not the object of our Mishnah at all. So if there's no kolecha, the lek, a lav, do, toved, but no, If there's no other lav, so okay, so then we fill in that the first guy's also kind of malchus. So they're choshev lav and ukroi. But kol echad ika lav do tovet beno, if you know that there is a lav of a tovet beno, lo choshev lav and ukroi, why should we start talking about exterior issues? Rabbi Zera Omer. Rabbi Zera says, no, you're making a mistake, Biklal. The din of shchitas kachim, of a mechusar zman, would be the one example that you would not be chai of malchus for shechtes. If there was another psul, yes, you're right, you would be chai for shechtes. But not this one. Why? Says Rabbi Zera, hanach le mechusar zman da katuv nitkola ase. The case of mechusar zman is a case of lav anitakla ase, and therefore there's no malchus on my time. Miyom hashmini vahala yeratzeh. The miyom hashmini in from the eighth they bring it. Meikara lo, but don't bring it from before. Now that lav itself is a lav abamichlal aseh, and that's only an aseh. But in terms of the yisra of lo yeratzeh, the lo yeratzeh is addressed by, okay, don't bring it before, bring it after. Miyom hashmini vahala yeratzeh. Now, as Tosis points out, this is a rather illogical extension of the idea of lav anitak la'aseh. Lav anitak la'aseh always elsewhere refers to a case where, having done the lav, you can now address the issue that you did by doing something. Don't leave no, sir. And if you do, burn it. But this is ridiculous. Don't leave it. Don't check that during the 7 days. And what is it? If you do, leave it. I mean, it's absurd. Therefore, says Tosis, of course it doesn't mean lav anitak la'aseh. The way Rashi is learning that this is a serious lav anitak la'aseh. Look at the structure of this sugya. What's the point of the yom hashmini in mikara lo lav abadichal aseh aseh? What's the point of saying that? The idea over here is, it does brings other examples of such a thing, in which it means that the Torah disconnected this lav from the lav of lo yiratzeh, and instead connected it to another lav, which is only an aseh. And he brings numerous examples of such a case. For instance, there's an issur of tame, of knisa tame bifnim, right? But tame goes inside the mechitza that he's excluded from, so there's a chiyav lav. So the Gemara says, but not a mitzera. Why not? Because a mitzera, the Torah was nitkolase, since it says badad yeshev. So in other words, the Torah made a different issur on the mitzera, that issur being a lav that was bamichlal aseh. So memela, it didn't mean to include it in the general lav of tameim. So think over here, there is a general lav of lo yiratzeh, anything that's not meant to be put on the mizbeach. But in this case, the Torah created a different sense of a lav, miyom hashmini v'ala yiratzeh, and not miikara, to tell you that it's only an aseh and it's not a real lav included in the lo yiratzeh. This is how Tosfos understands the circuit. Okay, according to Rashi, the only justification of the miyom hashmini v'ala yiratzeh is, Rashi says, that I know that you're troubled by the fact, is basically the way he explains it. I know that you're troubled by the fact. Now, let's say when it would come to Shiluach HaKein, Shaleach to Shalach HaTaim. Now, you would say that, well, it's absurd to say that that's a lav anitak la'aseh, because the whole point of it is send away the bird first and then take the child. You can't say, oh, what's no problem? I took the child, now I'll send away the bird. That's for sure not a lav anitak la'aseh. Says Rashi, that's the point it's trying to make over here. That's because there the aseh comes prior to the lav. First send away the bird. Then, and don't do it without first sending away the bird. But again, over here, the miyom hashmini v'ala yiratzeh comes first, and only out of that comes the lav not to do it before. Okay, this is how he puts it in into his version of what's being a true lav anitik la'aseh. You can see how dochic it is in the Pirush in the Sugya. And Tosfos brings, by the way, other examples of using the lashon of nitak la'aseh in this sense. So that it's certainly not a dochic to say that that's what it means over here. Okay, so therefore we have really no problem of the question of why you don't get malchus, another malchus, for the issue of Mechusar Zman.
Mechusar Zman simply is not one case where you get Malkus for it all. So I don't need to get into this whole question. Do I bring an external lav? Don't I bring an external lav here? That's Mechayev Malkus.